International news now, and the UN Security Council has been warned that ongoing fighting near a nuclear plant in Russian-occupied Ukraine is a grave hour for the world. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, said this is serious and its officials must get access to the site. The IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi said, while preliminary assessments show there's no immediate threat, this could change at any moment.
I reiterate that the military actions have had even the smallest potential to jeopardize nuclear safety or nuclear security at such a nuclear installation must stop immediately. These actions could lead us to serious consequences. The IAEA is ready to help avert such an escalation of the crisis. This is a serious hour, grave hour, and the IAEA must be allowed to conduct its mission to Zaporizhia as soon as possible.
To discuss this further, we're joined by Paul Rogers, Professor Emeritus in Peace Studies at the University of Bradford. Good morning, Professor Rogers. I suppose starting off, what information do we have about the actual situation at the plant from a safety perspective? Because the IAEA is saying the information provided by Ukraine and Russia is frequently contradictory.
Well, the problem is that Russia controls the territory which includes Zaporizhia. It took it ready some months ago, and it has troops in, not actually inside the plant, but near the plant. It has, including defensive weapons and also probably artillery for offensive purposes. But the curious thing is, or maybe not so curious, is that the plant itself is operated by Ukrainian technicians. And so you're getting information from two different sources. But of course, in the fog of war, frankly, information is manipulated quite probably by both sides. Having said that, the current state appears to be that all but one of the six reactors has actually been shut down, at least temporarily, which means that in terms of actually activity, you just have the one reactor, which is still a large one. It's nearly a megawatt capacity, which is sort of standard large size for a nuclear reactor. So you've got six plants there, one of which is known to be active at present. One has to realize that although a reactor can be shut down in an emergency quite quickly, to shut it down safely and not do damage takes about 30 hours, during which time you actually have to have a constant electricity supply. And it's the peripherals, if you like, which always cause more concern to the safety authorities. The fact that you have waste ponds, usually on the reactor site or very nearby, and at Zaporizhia, so they're basically alongside the six reactors. So it isn't necessarily the reactors themselves that are sort of going to blow up. They have very heavy protection because of what they contain, you know, meters thick concrete, for example. So it's a complicated thing. We don't know the full details, but relatively speaking, the situation is fairly stable from a nuclear point of view, but it's always very dangerous because there are the peripherals which can suddenly do a huge amount of damage.
I mean, it does sound amazing. According to reports yesterday, there were 10 hits on the plant's administrative office and fire station in one day alone. I mean, the IAEA Director General has called for inspectors to be given immediate and unfettered access to the site. How long would it take them to establish the facts?
I think if they're able to go there, I mean, Rafael Grossi is making a real point of this, and Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, is backing him up to the hilt. I think that if it was possible to get a full inspection team in quickly, they could probably give you a feedback on what was happening within probably a matter of hours. But to do a full assessment would take probably a day or two, if not more, because it's a large plant. You've got a string of six reactors, you've got the cooling ponds, you've got the cooling towers, you've got the waste disposal, you've got the fire system, you've got it. I mean, it's a large industrial plant, a very large one. Zaporizhia is the largest of Ukraine's four operational nuclear power plants, and it alone has six of the total of the 15 reactors. So we're not dealing with something small. I know that's a long-winded answer, and you'll get a quick idea very soon, but a detailed assessment will probably take days.
Just one last question. To what extent, I mean, when you hear that a nuclear plant is being shelled, it does raise questions in your mind. Could this be a nuclear disaster? Could it be a repeat of what happened in Chernobyl in 1986? What's your assessment?
Well, in fact, the Zaporizhia plant doesn't use a particular material which is a pretty sort of fire tendency that Chernobyl had. Chernobyl actually caught fire and burnt. Zaporizhzhia, that is less likely. But the problem is we're in unknown territory. You know, nuclear power stations were designed to be very safe, but there have been accidents, you know, Windscale, Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, Fukushima, and plenty of smaller ones. But at the same time, the whole idea of one being subject to warfare hasn't entered the sort of the public mind, which is why there's concern. So the risk is there of an overall nuclear disaster to the at the level of Chernobyl, probably not high at present, and probably not high in the longer term. But contamination of the river, contamination of many kilometres around, that's a different matter, and that could certainly happen.
Professor Rogers of the University of Bradford, thank you very much for joining us.